producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Y-O-U-U-U. It's me, Doug, and the Good Day Gang. My friend Kara Sherlin is at the controls. Jennifer is still under the weather today. We'll hold a good thought for her so that we can have her back among us with her mind and her mouth and all the goodness that she presents tomorrow on the Good Day program. I find the I'm intrigued by all kinds of things. I'm a curious fellow. And I spent my life asking questions, and I really love to do that. But I also like to get answers. And this may be a question in your mind, and it may be an answer in your mind. I just find this sort of thing from the shop talk department to be fascinating. The number one radio station in the largest city in our country. There's a tie for that position at the moment. One of the radio stations is what we call an AC, Adult Contemporary Light Rock. That's kind of light rock, WLTW. That radio station is tied with a radio station referred to as Mega 103 or something along that line. It is a Spanish radio station. So the number one station in New York City, or at least the position of number one, which would mean that this station is listened to by probably 4 or 5 million people a week in New York, and one way or another, that's how ratings are done. They take a sampling. You may listen for 15 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is. And of that group of people, at any one point in time, six of the 100 that were surveyed are listening to the light FM station, and six, almost seven of the people in that list of 100 listening to the radio at that time are listening to the Spanish, it's called Spanish Tropical Music, Mega 97.9. It's pretty amazing how this country is changing, isn't it? No evaluation for me as to whether it's good or bad, although I'm going to bet that even in the city of New York, there are lots of illegals who are there. And that gives fodder to people like Donald Trump, who are looking to sort of solve that problem, or at least have us address it, which we aren't really doing now at all. Agree or disagree? Help yourself. This is the place where expressions are king. Comments, you can be a commentator as well as me, anybody else. I'm looking at a lot of the input from people, tons of input on Zika today, from people like Brenda and Alan and Joseph, and Taylor, and Ann, and Bob, and Janet, and Kate, et cetera, et cetera. So I have a number of conspiracies to talk about, and a number of things that just sort of slap you right in the face. And whether or not there's a conspiracy to now try to quiet down those who have started the rumor, or is it fact that the Zika virus is a product of a company that's connected to Monsanto. You can dig around, maybe Monsanto owns it, maybe it doesn't, but there seems to be some almost irrefutable evidence in the scientific sense that the Zika virus came about as a result of not the bug, but the spray that was being used to get rid of the bug, and the subsequent water enhancer not a drug, but there's some sort of a solution that's been added to the water in Brazil. And after the water was used by people, after this stuff was put in, that's when the problem with the small heads on birth babies became realized. So it isn't being stung by the mosquito, being bitten by the mosquito, that seems to be the problem. It seems to be the water that's trying to affect an end to those mosquitoes. And so you ask yourself, okay, my number one question is, why is there a mosquito on the planet? What is there that's necessary? What do we need to know. It's all the things that we think have no value whatsoever. Well, mosquitoes serve as food for birds. All right, so we go around this horn 87 times. But at any rate, is Monsanto responsible for this? Lots of comment. Feel free to go to facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Here's a news anchor reporting on the number of cases of Zika turning up in our protectorate, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rican health officials are desperately trying to control the rise in Zika virus infections. Puerto Rico's first case of the Zika virus was identified in December. By the end of January, they had a total of 30 confirmed cases. A pregnant woman infected by the Zika virus can give birth to a baby with an abnormally small head. The CDC is urging pregnant women to postpone travel to places where the Zika virus mosquito is active. Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Dominican Republic, and parts of South America. Governor Baker has not considered a travel ban to these popular beach destinations so far.
They haven't suggested a travel ban, and unless they were to suggest that, we certainly wouldn't pursue it because they have far more information about what's going on with this at a global level than we do.
The governor said the CDC has the most up-to-date information on the Zika virus, so he's following their recommendations. There's only been one confirmed case of Zika here in Massachusetts, and that was in Boston.
All right, so is this much ado about nothing, or is this something there seems to be any number of ways that we can have a conversation about this, and it seems that as we look at the various bits and pieces of this, there hasn't been a stranglehold on the part of the public. The news media is fascinated with this. The World Health Organization, the UN, wants to scare the hell out of everybody. And so the people behind the scenes at the drug companies that are trying to make a vaccine for this are hoping that they can hold out long enough, at least the attention on this, that they can make a few bucks on a vaccine to prevent this from becoming a problem. Meanwhile, you can see a lot of pictures, and they're pretty sad, of the babies that have been born afflicted with this syndrome that takes a hold of the fetus and does something to the brain and the skull. And it is now bringing about more of a discussion of whether abortion is a good idea. Do you want to have a baby born with this? Is there a reason for a baby to be born like this? Does God say, yes, you need to bring that baby in the world because you'll be taught a lesson by the baby? I don't know what to believe. And do you really? I know that I don't trust Monsanto, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were involved in this because they get involved in almost everything that's bad. In my opinion, they're just bad. But is that the real thrust of the story? Or is the thrust of the story, be careful, don't go to these places if you're pregnant, or don't get pregnant if you've been to these places? Otherwise, it's no big deal. If you're not pregnant and not contemplating being pregnant and you haven't been there, then there's not much to be concerned about. That's not what, you know, you get out of the news media headlines, but that's what I get out of it. And then are there many more things going on in the world that we ought to be concerned about? I guess it just depends. If you've got relatives in Brazil or in South America or in any warm area where the Zika is liable to be a problem, then you concern yourself with that. Right now, I'll give you the facts. You tell me what you think. 15 past the hour and good day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, I'm legit hungry.
What you guys got on this 2-for-5 deal?
How about Burger King's new extra long fish sandwich? Tender flaky fish with a light crispy breading? Just 2 for $5.
Extra long, but still 2 for $5.
Yeah, or you could mix and match with other great sandwiches, like our new extra long buttery cheeseburger. It's all part of Burger King's 2-for-$5 deal.
That's perfect.
So perfect, I'm doing a dance back here.
The new extra long fish sandwich, now part of the 2-for-$5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price of participation varies.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A lot of people want to talk about Justice Scalia's final hours. And why didn't we know more, we collectively, why didn't the news media, why didn't the Supreme Court, why? It appears that nothing has been released by the Supreme Court about the health of Justice Scalia. There are things now that people are talking about with regard to his health, his heaviness, his weight. He's way overweight. He seemed to be physically active, though. He played tennis, that sort of stuff. But he'd been to the doctor twice in the week before, and they're all heart concerns. So I was looking back in the records to see what other information, because supposedly there is there's a protocol at the Supreme Court, much as there is in the White House, to tell the public about the health of, disclose the information about the health of the people who are justices. But that was not done about Scalia. You'll recall Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, was Scalia's best friend. Very interesting. The two of them were as close as they are, considering their difference in philosophies. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had cancer twice. And the information has come from the Supreme Court that she has had it, and it's been reflective. Some people think she ought to be off the Supreme Court, whatever. I mean, I'm just going back through the number of problems. Let's see here. She had a heart stint put in November of last year. Another release about Justice John Roberts, who had a seizure in 2007. You go back to the days of Justice Rehnquist, diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 2004. The Information Office came out with more info on him. And Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and her health, when she was not in good health at the end, retiring, but her health was declining, and therefore there was a lot of information on that. But I don't see that those are the most recent challenges or informational things about the health of Supreme Court justices, much going in fashion with the idea to release the information, but nothing about Rehnquist. So do you think he was killed? The conspiratorialists think he was killed. He was dispatched so that Hillary Clinton can appoint Barack Obama to the Supreme Court. Do you think there's just a coincidence that she started talking about that a couple of weeks ago? Ha ha! What do you think about that? 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, entertainment in this corner of the Wednesday program, starting with some of the excerpts from last night's monologues and conversations on the late night shows. Donald Trump put in a call to Stephen Colbert. So as you can imagine, we've worked feverishly hard to find some of the outtakes from that conversation. Meanwhile, the Donald is turning on fellow Republicans. That seems to be the headline today. I'm not sticking to my pledge, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the conversation quickly focused between Colbert and Donald Trump on South Carolina.
This is Donald Trump. Hello, Stephen.
Donald Trump. So how do you like South Carolina? It's the best people ever, right?
Right, I love it. It's a great place, and I've been here many times, as you know, but it's a great place, and we're in the midst of a very, very strong primary season. New Hampshire was terrific, and this Saturday they get out and vote, and hopefully they'll be voting for Trump, and we're going to make America great again.
All right. Here the conversation continues as Donald talks to Stephen about swear words.
Let's talk about what experts are calling your potty mouth. I can think off of the top of my head three things that you have said on air that, and this is true, CBS will not let me repeat or they would have to bleep them. How are you going to stop?
Well, it's easy. I've decided to stop. I mean, I do that for emphasis, and I do that sometimes non-politically. And once I decided to run for office, I sort of said, well, we're going to have to stop.
But you didn't stop. You didn't stop. People, running for office, you didn't stop.
No, but these are very minor words. And in many cases, I actually bleep them out myself. I never said the word. And then they'll bleep it, and people will think I said the word, which is a little deceptive, but that's okay.
I've got a suggestion. Why don't you have a swear jar? Every time you say a bad word, you put $1 billion in it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right, so then they start talking about the Supreme Court.
Let's talk about, it was the last year of your presidency, and you had a vacancy to fill in the Supreme Court. Would you allow the Senate to tell you not to do it?
Well, the Senate really has the right to do that. I would certainly, if I were president, regardless of who that may be, I guess I'd put in a name. But the Senate really does, especially for this fairly short period of time, they have a right not to do it, not to vote on it, not to approve it.
So you would let someone tell you what to do? This is sounding less like Donald Trump.
No, I'd push. I mean, look, if I were the president, I'd be pushing. And, you know, whether I was Republican or Democrat, I'd be pushing. But the Senate does have a lot of power over that. They have the right to do it. They have a pretty pretty daunting right. So it should not happen. It should be whoever the next president is should be the one that picks the next Supreme Court justice.
I don't agree with that. And I get no love lost for the current administration. I think there ought to be a move afoot quickly to get somebody else in there. Anyway, to get back to the joking about South Carolina.
You're down in South Carolina. I'm from South Carolina. I want to help you out here. Let's hear you say, please vote for me, y'all.
Well, I could say that. Please vote for me, y'all.
Very convincing.
Okay. Seth Meyers on his program joking about Donald Trump in South Carolina.
A new poll has found that 31% of Donald Trump supporters in South Carolina would support a ban on homosexuals immigrating to the U.S. Oh, yeah, because that's what all cool gay Europeans dream of. South Carolina. We made it.
Okay. So, anyway, there is some... I'm smiling because it just doesn't stop, does it? The focus, those of you who like Donald Trump, really are pleased, even when he's on with somebody you can't stand, like Stephen Colbert. Although, in fairness, I think Colbert has sort of not resurrected his act, but changed his act. He's not the same as he was before. And for the most part, he's sort of getting into the groove of it. Meanwhile, Jimmy Fallon is having his problems. It's kind of sad. Take a look at Jimmy Fallon next time you see him on TV and tell me what you think about his face. 28 after.
Fiber. What is it? Why do you need it? And where do you get it? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the standard American diet, well nicknamed the sad diet, you can bet there's way too little fiber. And what exactly is fiber? It's the part of fruit and veggies that you can't absorb. Here's the thing. Remember, your colon is just a sausage tube. When stuff goes in the top, stuff comes out the bottom. And fiber is the fuel that keeps things moving along. Without it, you're all plugged up. But fiber does more. It fills you up so you don't overeat, helps prevent diabetes, and lowers your cholesterol. DCOC advice, depending on your age, a woman needs roughly 25 grams, a man 35 grams. To help you understand this, an apple has 4 grams of fiber, a handful of almonds, 3.5, a cup of lentils, a whopping 15 grams. And as fiber works best with water, keep hydrated. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On what's going on with the Doug Steffen Truth Squad on the Good Day program, presented without impunity. Those of you who think for yourself, welcome. Nice to have you there. I'm here with Kara Schillen. Jennifer is a little under the weather still. Man, she gets it, and she gets it, and it stays with her. Thank heavens for health and happiness. We wish her both of those things. Back tomorrow, she said. Earlier in the hour, for those of you who did not hear me talking about the radio world and its various subsets, I said in New York City, the what they call a light FM radio station is tied with the number one Spanish station on the top of the heap, which is the first time that I can remember that happening. As a radio guy for 50-some-odd years, I tend to be fascinated, as I am with things agricultural, because that's my avocation. My vocation is radio, and I love it, enjoy it more all the time, and I hope that you, as you come along for this ride every day, enjoy what goes on here conversationally, much as anything else, food for thought. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you're in agreement, sometimes you aren't, but there are very few people who listen to this program who don't have strong feelings about it one way or another, so that's good. Thank you. And so as I dig around into the world that we're in, I find it newsworthy to note that the number one radio position in New York City is occupied by both an adult contemporary light rock music station and an Hispanic station. I find that fascinating, that the population is changing that much. So then when I started scrolling through some of the other ratings that have been announced, I looked at the City of Angels, where I am, number two city in the country. Now, you wouldn't be surprised to find that there is a powerful Spanish listenership in Los Angeles. It doesn't surprise me in New York. I'm just surprised at how big it is. Now I'm looking at the Los Angeles numbers, and I see something similar to New York to a point. Number one radio station here, tied, is KOST, which is basically the same format as WLTW, the light rock station in New York, number one. But tied in second place here in Los Angeles are not one, not two, but three Spanish radio stations. A Spanish talk station, a Spanish hit music station, and what they call, it's Univision station, which is a lot of the same kind of content as you see on the television network. So they have a very strong hold on the listenership, and that doesn't surprise me here, except that the top four stations, arguably. There's a tie for number one, which is Coast, with the second, third, and fourth station, which are all Hispanic. And what about your community? How is it there? How has the radio changed? If you're living in a community now, and I'll kind of go back to this as someone who had, I've got deep roots in, who worked in radio in the Boston area for many years before I started out in the late 80s on my own on the syndicated program. I worked a lot of radio stations in the Boston, Worcester area, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. So I look at the world as it's changed. In Boston, the station I worked on for 13 years is now the number one Hispanic station in the city. It was when I was on it in the 70s. I was on it from 1971 to 1983, and it was 13-some-odd years. It was, or 12-plus, almost 13 years. It was a talk station after I started talking on it in 1974, but before that, it was what we called an MOR station, middle-of-the-road station. And now it's the number one Hispanic station in Boston, and there are four or five of them. It's just fascinating how the population has changed. There's no more real local radio even in my community where I grew up, and in that area of west of Boston. There's no local radio. Amounts to anything. It's all either Korean or there's some Chinese, there's Mexican or Hispanic. There's no more of that. So I'm reflecting somewhat on what's going on. And I thought you might enjoy that reflection. Time now for a focus on Bill Cosby, because he is somebody, does this need to go away? Yeah, maybe, but it's still of interest. His sexual assault case appears to be headed toward an evidence hearing after a judge refused to halt the criminal proceedings and, in fact, asked the state superior court to review a key pretrial issue. Bill Cosby just had his 78th birthday. How would you like to be 78 and in his shoes, or facing the rest of the life that he will undoubtedly face, accused of drugging, violating various women? This particular case stems from a lady in a Philadelphia home in 2004. If he gets convicted, he gets 10 years in the slammer. His defenders say that he had promised, he was told by a previous district attorney, he'd gotten a promise that he would never be charged over the encounter, but the judge found evidence of the agreement lacking after a hearing, because there's nothing in writing, it was just hearsay. So then the lawyers asked the judge to approve an appeal of the issue to the state superior court. That would delay the scheduled March 8th primary, disclosure, I think. However, the judge said yesterday the legal question involved does not warrant a direct appeal, so now he has to go on with the scheduled hearing March 8th. He remains free on $1 million bail. How would you like to be in his shoes? Many people say he deserves it, getting what he deserves. He's a no-good so-and-so. Maybe all of that is true, but I just ask you to put yourself, I don't look for sympathy, that's not what this is about. It's just put yourself in his position. Or do you know anybody who's been at that age in that kind of position? That it could be at 80 years old, you face a jail sentence of 10 years. I can't remember anybody tried for anything, whether it's somebody that I knew or somebody in the news, that was this old and facing this kind of punishment. It just sort of is, it rocks your brain to think about it, doesn't it? It really is a shame. It's just a shame. Okay, good news. Everybody ready? Good news. Cuban government is starting a full court press urging our country and our companies to get involved with Cuba as soon as possible. Yesterday, top Cuban government officials came to town to further figure out how to normalize relations with Cuba. Rodrigo Diaz, the Cuban Minister of Foreign Trade, urging Congress yesterday to lift these economic sanctions that have been there. And the Congress, of course, is going to do that. They should have done it. We should have been doing this 40 years ago, for God's sake. This is one of the biggest. This is not criminal, but it certainly is neglect. How stupid is it that we kept our position of not wanting to do business with the Cubans because they were communists? Right. That holds a lot of water and makes a lot of sense, right? We didn't do business with any other communists. No. No business with China. Huh? No business with Russia. Huh? Yeah. Just the kind of things that, maybe you just, with all these years, it is... Now really built up a head of steam. So, as a matter of fact, I saw yesterday that the Cubans have agreed to allow 110 daily flights into Havana from the United States. So that means Miami. It means Atlanta. I'm just thinking of the hubs. Dallas-Fort Worth, Newark, New York City. I'm going to bet there's a direct flight from Boston, Chicago, right? All of those places will have 3-4 flights a day, if not more, into Havana. Would you like to go? I'd like to go. I want to be the first broadcaster, the first radio guy to do a week's worth of programs. I can't do it. I looked into it. And you remember when Conan O'Brien did it a month or two ago, all kinds of technical problems because they don't have any technology there. Although that's one of the top things the Cuban government says as soon as we get started, and that may even be this week, there are all of these American companies trying to get down there and set up their computers and get infrastructure, the internet, all of that, so that there can be a normalcy there. But I think it's good. End of the embargo. Get to work. Cuba, in fact, from what I've been told by people who have been there, is a beautiful, beautiful island. So who wouldn't want to go there? Have a new place to go, right? And it's so close. Hooray, good. 43 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today?
This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Children in the news. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. A ruling here in California causing some parental concern about children's privacy. A judge yesterday granted a small parent-run nonprofit working for the rights of disabled children the ability to search through sensitive information about 10 million California students. Pretty much all of those that are in public schools. Judge Kimberly Mueller said the information, including the name, the social security number, address, mental and physical assessments of every student who attend public school, must be made available to a court-appointed data analyst so it can be analyzed on behalf of the Concerned Parents Association. Huh? The order stems from a five-year-old legal battle between this group and the State Department of Education over whether students with disabilities get the free and appropriate public education that they are entitled to. You want the information of about your child, what his or her physical and mental and emotional stories are all about. You want that made public? I don't want it made public. I think it's pretty outrageous. Yeah? Well, it is. It's outrageous. But it's all in the name of the state. Because that's really where we have to be. We've got to pay tribute to. We've got to go along with. We've got to do everything the state tells us to do. Because after all, they're the government. Yes, of the people, by the people, for the people. Bunk 'em. Here's a good new approach, a fresh approach, though, to children learning about outer space. Yesterday, the astronaut Tim Kopra, who's from Austin, Texas, had a Q&A session with students in a school. This is very cute stuff, very nice stuff. A question here asked about what it's like to not have any gravity up there, the addressing student talking to Tim Kopra in the space station.
My name is Yiso, and what is it like just floating in midair?
You know, I think floating is about as cool a thing as you could possibly do. I mean, you're just floating around in space, and it feels so different than when you're in gravity. And it takes a little bit of time to get used to this feeling of floating. And what's interesting, too, is that your body doesn't really assume the same position that you normally would. Like, when I completely relax, this is what I look like. My arms kind of float up. My legs come up a little bit. But I think the way that it feels is probably like when you're in the pool and you go in the middle of the pool and you just kind of, you know, float there in the middle. It feels like that, but the difference is that there's no water to push against. So That's the main difference.
But if you see how they train in a big swimming pool in Florida for this kind of stuff. Next question about the skills needed to work at the space station.
Hi, my name is Diana, and my question is, what is the most important things you need in space?
We know it's very, very important for us to have technical skills because we have a very technical job up here. And so it's really key that we have some skills so that we can maintain this vehicle. So that's very important. But you know what? I think the most important thing is being able to get along with people because Flying in space is completely a team sport. It's not just a team here, but there's a huge team on the ground of people that help us do this. And we're the ones that are most visible, and I get to talk to you guys and gals, but there's an army of people on the ground that are helping make human spaceflight possible. So it's so important that we're able to get along with people.
Right. Tip of the hat to the people in Houston, but mostly to my pals listening to WMEL in Melbourne along the Space Coast. So many of you working there to make this all work. Thank you. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have with us Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The number one trending thing on Twitter is Tom Cruise. Two faces have I. Remember that song, Greg?
No.
You don't remember that song? Oh, come on.
I barely remember Tom Cruise because he looked different.
Really? Well, he
does.
He
doesn't look like he used to look.
And so that's why there is so much of an outpouring, kind of nasty remarks
on
Twitter.
Really nasty on Twitter?
I know. It's amazing.
That's shocking.
That is, yes. What happened to Tom's face?
Wow. What
comments about Tom ranging.
Did he get a pimple?
He looks like a hamster in a tuxedo, according to one guy. Scarier than the bear and the revenant, says another person on Twitter.
You know, we could be talking about ISIS. We could be talking about the Middle East. We could be talking about the presidential election. We're talking about Tom Cruise's
because
face.
It's the number one thing.
Well, that's my point. Is
right. So what do you make of Twitter losing value? I think you said here at some point, and so have others, that Facebook had lost its momentum, even though it has, 1.6 billion users around the planet, and they're all worth a buck a piece
buck? Oh, much more than that.
More than that. So then Twitter loses its starch because it has been losing, 20, 30,000 people a month. And people are going to Instagram and to Tumblr and other places. But I seem to, at least for the crowd that follows me, we find Twitter to be more used than anything else. So what's the story? Is this an age thing?
You know, what's really interesting about Twitter is that it is, I would say it is the most talked about piece of technology in the history of man.
Twitter.
I mean, every story. Well, you don't talk about Twitter, but what we talk about is courtesy
comes,
of Twitter.
Right, exactly. From Twitter.
It is the mechanism by which we know what's important. Like Tom Cruise's face is way more important than whether Apple should create some special software that would throw tens of millions of iPhone users at risk. Tom Cruise's face, it's way more important than that.
Right.
And this is the challenge that Twitter faces, is the number of people that quote-unquote use Twitter, which is to engage in it in the conversation like we're having right now, and I haven't even been to my Twitter page today,
Lots of stuff on my Twitter page about the Zika virus, Kanye West, and Tom Cruise. That's very
Kanye, yes. Yeah. But my point is, what Twitter has not learned how to do is to wrap up all the conversation about Twitter and make it valuable as well as the actual interactions on Twitter.
To monetize
itself. But first they have to make it a cohesive thing. Yeah. And they do. Look, that sounds crass and commercial, but if they don't monetize it, they don't live.
What good is it to the stockholders?
Exactly. Well, and right. I mean, and it's expensive to make and continue to do the R&D of a Twitter. I mean, it costs millions, I would guess even billions of dollars. Yeah. And if it doesn't make money, who's going to keep pouring that money into it?
Good question. All right, next question has to do with whether or not Apple ought to allow the shooter in San Bernardino's iPhone to be opened. The judge says, yeah, you better do it. The FBI wanted to hack into, what's the guy's name, Farouk?
I'm not the best at
Syed Farouk.
I'm going to avoid that, yeah.
Killed those 14 people in December. Now the ruling is that Apple has to be required to provide reasonable technical assistance. What the heck does that mean?
So this is a really interesting case, and I'm actually on the Apple website, and there is a letter right that you can click to right on the homepage from the CEO, Tim Cook, about this. Mm-hmm. And I think this is not about Apple. This is about our present day and future lives in a digital world.
Right. Who has access to your information?
And who, what are legal rights? What are legal precedences? And then what Apple is saying, and it's important to understand this, and I'm not saying it's true or not. I don't know if it's true or not. But what Apple is saying is, you're asking us, A, to do something we cannot do. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. And you're also asking us to do something.
It's not true.
It may be true because we're talking about encryption here.
Yeah.
And they don't hold the data, so the government is asking them to find a way to get to it on the phone, which may destroy the phone. Mm-hmm. But it's also a question of if they make what's called a backdoor into one iPhone, what happens to that code? What if it falls into the wrong hands? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. By the way, the phone actually belongs to the county of San Bernardino, where he worked. It wasn't his personal phone. It was the phone of at his workplace. So, all right, that was a great report, Greg. Thank you. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.